Although the U.S. is one of the richest and most technologically advanced countries in the world, we spend the most on healthcare, yet rank well below other developed countries among some key indicators of quality healthcare, including the infant mortality rate, health services availability, life expectancy, risk factors, and health system infrastructure. In addition, there's a great deal of disparity when it comes to the quality of care across our own country. Some states have better quality of care than others, and some ethnic groups have better care than others. In the U.S., 60% of people who go bankrupt do so as a direct result of medical bills. These are issues not typically seen in other developed countries with universal health care. At this point, most people in the U.S. agree that some kind of reform of our current system is necessary. Reform of the healthcare system has been attempted many times in trying to move toward a system that would be more equitable, but an agreement on how that would work could never be reached. As you hopefully now realize, there are a lot of entities involved in the U.S. system. Employers who provide insurance, the federal and state governments, healthcare providers, private insurance companies, drug companies, and if you consider the broader view, there's the technology companies, the legal system, and the education system, which also profit from healthcare and therefore have a great interest in how it's run. In 2010, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, was signed into law. This legislation enacts major reform to the U.S. healthcare system.